freezer burn. I used to work culinary in the mornings, which meant we received a 4 a.m. wake-up from the unit staff. One morning, the culinary officer walked in my cell and pulled the covers off of me. When I screamed, he walked out laughing. He had a problem with me being a lesbian, insisted I needed a good man. I tried to get another job, but was only able to change positions, which did give me a new supervisor and no more early wake-ups. It made me feel somewhat better, because now the officer had no reason to interact with me. One day, I was in the dairy freezer, getting crates of milk, when the officer walked up behind me and pressed his body into me so that I could feel his penis against me. He whispered in my ear that if he ever caught me alone, he would f*** me straight. When he walked out the freezer, I just collapsed on the pallet and cried. I've been incarcerated for 29 years, and it's just been in recent years that we've heard about enforced zero tolerance to sexual abuse. I'm one of four certified Prison Rape Elimination Act peer educators implemented here at the California Institution for Women in 2011, and my name is Hetty Smith.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.